Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giant fans, and welcome to another edition of Locked On Giants, part of the Locked On Podcast family, your team every day. My name's Patricia Traina, and it is Wednesday, December 9th. Happy hump day to everyone. And this show is brought to you in part by Pepsi. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch the season. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching material only from Pepsi. Well, folks, want to welcome you again to Locked On Giants. We have a very special show for you today. I was going to do a grab bag, but actually what I ended up doing instead is I had a chance to talk to a member of the New York Giants team. I think you guys will know who I'm talking about. He's some guy by the name of Saquon Barkley, and he's got a special initiative he's working on. He just designed a limited edition Saquon Barkley number 26 razor in cooperation with Gillette, and the proceeds from the sales of that razor are going to go to Covenant House, which is a charitable organization that's very near and dear to Saquon's heart. And Saquon was kind enough to spend about 15 or so minutes on the phone with me yesterday morning. And we talked about a variety of things, including his new razor, his work with Covenant House, Giants football, his feelings about, you know, not being there on the field because of his injury, where he is with his injury, just a whole lot of topics we covered during our discussion. Saquon was great. And that interview, again, was recorded yesterday. So let's go ahead and jump right into that. Saquon, let's start off. First off, happy holidays to you. Let's talk about that big win on Sunday to start off, because that's just huge. I mean, you see a win like that and how it happened. And, you know, even though, you know, unfortunately you're on the sideline, what does a win like that mean to you and to the team and the future of the team?
It's amazing. It just shows, you know, not only that win, but how the season is going so far for us. Obviously, it didn't start the way we would like it to be. I think started off 0-5, but now rallying some wins together, I think four straight in a row, shows the hard work that we put in all season. And, you know, we never gave up. Even though our record didn't indicate how hard we worked this offseason, we kept believing. Coach Judge and all the coaches kept instilling the confidence in the players, and we kept coming to work every single day. And obviously, unfortunately, I'm not playing on the sideline, but still just as emotionally invested, screaming, yelling at the TV, just tweeting, because I'm screaming about Wayne Gallman breaking a 67-yard touchdown run or a 67-yard run in Alfred Morris, finishing it off. And, I'm not there. DJ wasn't there. We got a couple other guys that's banged up too, from early in the year. And, it doesn't stop. The team doesn't stop. You know, they keep going and get better every single week and, find a way to get wins.
Now, Saquon, even though you haven't been able to play, my understanding is Coach Judge has kept you involved with the team. However, you know, you're able to do so. Can you just talk about what that has meant to you and what you've been able to lend to the team, even though you're not able to play?
Yeah, it meant a lot. Especially when you're injured, you feel like you're forgotten, to be completely honest, because the train keeps moving. Even though you get hurt and you're rehabbing, the seasons continue to go, you got to still find a way to stack the wins. I got to a point where I felt like that. And, a lot of players will continue to reach out, and I continue to talk to players. And, I just try to come in the locker room. And, even though I do have my bad days, mentally, just try to come in there with a smile and push through my rehab and to show, you know, if my teammates are able to see me, show them that I'm working to come back better from this thing, and, still showing love and support and, try to be supportive as I can, whether win, loss, or draw.
There's a saying that adversity makes a person stronger. Do you agree with that? And have you noticed a change in yourself since going through this adversity that you're going through?
Yeah, I'm a big believer. Adversity makes people stronger. That's something that I learned, and you know, within through life, but especially when I was at Penn State, Coach Franklin kept bringing that up. You know, adversity is gonna come in your life at some point. Everyone's gonna have to go through it, and it's who you are during those times. So during those times, and especially during this time right now, no matter what, whether it's a good day or a bad day, you know, if my knee's feeling good or feeling bad, I just got to come in with that same mindset of like every day is game day with that approach.
Obviously, this wasn't planned, but the time away, you mentioned last week on the call with the Giant reporters that you've been able to spend time with your daughter. You've also partnered with Gillette, the razor maker, to design your own razor. And if that ties into something you're doing with Covenant House in order to raise awareness and funds to support that, can you tell us a little bit about the design of your razor and just how this all kind of ties in with what you're doing with Covenant House?
Well, yeah, the design of my razor. Well, one, I was really talking to everyone here. I never imagined myself having my own razor growing up. So that's definitely a milestone that I could say I accomplished in my life. But the razor is just amazing. It's, you know, it's clean, it's cut, it's just like me. You know, I'm not really too flashy. It's not flashy. And it shows, you can see the design, the passion in design, how I am passionate about the game.
Now, you also have a quote on that box. Is that a quote that you came up with, or is that something that you just prescribed to, or where'd that come from?
I kind of came up with it, and also Gillette was kind of a collective, you know, a group decision. And that's kind of like the mindset approach I'm coming in with right now, that every day is game day during my rehab. But back to the Covenant House thing, with Gillette, it's always amazing to be able to, you know, partner up with people that have the same mindset that you have of giving back and, find a way to have an impact on other people's lives. And, for me to be able to have, my own razor and, be able to give back to Gillette and, you know, have, not back to Gillette, but Covenant House, and have Gillette be able to donate $26,000, to an organization I'm passionate about, truly means a lot to me.
You are listening to Locked On Giants with Patricia Traina, and our special guest today is Giants running back Saquon Barkley. He is talking about his limited edition razor that he designed in cooperation with Gillette and how he is looking to raise funds for Covenant House, one of his many passions. Stay with us, folks. We have more from Saquon Barkley.
Have you tried the all-new and improved Built Bar? If not, you're missing out on one of the industry's healthiest and tastiest snack treats that's loaded with protein and low on sugar. With 18 different flavors, including nut and non-nut variety, you'll enjoy healthy snacks covered in 100% chocolate that's soft and easy to chew, and most importantly, great for the health conscious. Built Bars are great for folks on the keto diet and include protein and fiber nutrients you need without the exorbitant calories. And use the code LOCKEDON at checkout to save $10 off your next purchase. Visit BuiltBar.com to check out their amazing offering of flavors and put your customized box together. And don't forget, use the code LOCKEDON at checkout to save $10 off your order. That's BuiltBar.com.
Hey, New York Giant fans, this is Patricia Traina, host of the Locked On Giants podcast, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about my new book, The Big 50, New York Giants, The Men and Moments That Made the New York Giants. This book is a comprehensive collection of stories and events highlighting some of the most memorable moments in the New York Giants franchise history, including unforgettable moments like the 4 Super Bowls, the Eli Manning trade, the greatest game ever played, the transformation of head coach Bill Parcells, Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, and so many more. The book also takes you behind the scenes on some of the franchise's changing moments, such as the fumble, the passings of Wellington Mara and Bob Tisch, the final farewell of the old Giants Stadium, and so much more. Featuring 50 chapters and over 300 pages of rich storytelling and detail, complete with loads of photos, this paperback will transport you back in time to the memories as they unfolded and give you a look behind the scenes at some of the men who made them happen. With a foreword written by former general manager Ernie Accorsi, the Big 50 New York Giants is a must-have for every New York Giants fan. So be sure to pick up your copy today at Amazon,
Barnes & Noble's, or wherever else books are sold. And thank you for your support.
Welcome back, Giant fans, to Locked On Giants Segment 2. And we are joined today by New York Giants running back Saquon Barkley. He has been rehabbing from his ACL injury. He's been keeping up with the Giants. And he also has a special initiative in which he has designed a limited edition razor in cooperation with Gillette. And they're looking to raise a whole lot of money for Covenant House. Saquon, there's so many worthwhile charities out there. I mean, everybody, you can make an argument that everybody deserves attention, a little piece of your world, if you will. How do you narrow it down with all those worthwhile charities out there?
Yeah, you're right. You know, that's a great question. There's so many problems that are going on in the world, and you wish you can try to help and try to help solve every single one. But with Covenant House, it kind of just came up with the idea when me and my mom were talking about a way we can give back. And, you know, we came up with the idea in my rookie year of being able to invite three kids and an adult from Covenant House to be able to come to every home game and spend quality time with them. And obviously, you can't do that now because of COVID. But I've been working with Covenant House for the last 3 years and be able to be chairman for them this year, also raising over $1 million for the sleep out this year. Obviously, you can't be able to sleep out. We couldn't participate how we wanted to do. It was kind of over Zoom because of everything going on in the world. But yeah, so that's something that's very close to me. I'm very passionate about Covenant House. And, you know, I think it's, like I said, it's amazing to be able to work with Gillette. And, you know, for fans, they can enter in GilletteXSaquon.com, and Gillette will donate an additional dollar to the Covenant House, New Jersey, up to $26,000.
Now, was that the charity, I guess, you were working with? I know Coach Judge spoke about how everybody was divided into, I think, six groups. So was that the one
we were
that
divided,
you were?
Yeah, the team of teams. And right. My team actually was able to work with Covenant House, and we were able to do these lifts and logging on Zoom and work out with kids on Zoom. And then we also participated in the sleepout event this year where I was chairman, and we had Brad Bear, we had Fack, we had Logan on there too, and we helped them. You know, they did an amazing job themselves, but also be able to help them raise over $1 million.
When you're able to work with your teammates like that outside of the organization, outside of football, I mean, does that kind of bring you all closer together, and does that help on the football field?
Yeah, it kind of all started with the Black Lives Matter movement and you know, everything that was going on through the world. And, you know, we were all trying to figure out a way we can help, and we kind of came up with the idea of the team to teams. And I would say it really shows you how much, you know, others really care, and especially when you know that your teammates bring you guys so much closer. So the conversation that we were able to have within the teams of teams and figure out what we're passionate about and things that we want to give back to and the ways we want to help and how we want to interact in the world definitely does create a bond through the team that I think is definitely starting to show throughout the year.
And speaking of that, Saquon, you know, you've been on some winning teams in college, so you obviously have seen some of the characteristics that those teams have taken on. Do you see some of those characteristics developing on this year's Giants team?
I would say, you know, it's very different from college and the NFL. I wouldn't say the last 2 years when the seasons didn't go our way, that we didn't have the characteristics on the team to have a winning team. I wouldn't say that. I would say just this year, things are clicking for us a lot better. And that starts with Coach Judge, and that starts with all the coaches of, you know, instilling that confidence and, you know, making that game plan and, you know, keeping the players to the script, and then also the leaders on the team, the Daniel Jones, the Logan, the Jabril, the Dalvin, and all those guys, and you know, all the guys on the team, believing in that message and coming to work every single day, no matter win, loss, or draw, and continue to try to get better.
Now, I happen to see you posted, I guess, a video of yourself already taking steps, which congratulations, by the way. I think that made a lot of people happy. But how do you just kind of, you know, keep focus and not let yourself fall into that rut of, geez, you know, this could have been my year. This could have, you know, the what could have been and versus the what is.
It's hard. I mean, I'm human. You go through what could have been, especially when you see how that run game is going, especially during the last 3 or 4 games of the season. You definitely go through that, but it's not more of what could have been or what is, it's what's it going to be. You got to have that mindset of just continual work and try to come back 10 times better for my team. And, hopefully we can finish the season off with the goal that we want to accomplish. And whatever the goal is next year, which will be the same goal every year, I can hopefully be able to contribute and help us get to where we want to go to next year.
You're listening to Locked On Giants with Patricia Traina and special guest Saquon Barkley. Stay with us. Welcome back, Giant fans, to segment 3 of Locked On Giants. We have a special guest today, Saquon Barkley. Yes, the Saquon Barkley, running back of the New York Giants, took time out of his day off. Really not a day off, but he's promoting a brand new razor, a limited edition razor he has designed in cooperation with Gillette. And the sales of that razor, they're looking to donate a whole bunch of money to Covenant House. And Saquon was kind enough to take a few minutes out of his day to talk with us. So we continue that conversation. And now, I've always been a Wayne Gallman fan. I've been singing his praises literally since he's gotten here, and I'm delighted to see how well he's doing. What do you see in him in that running game? What do you think's been the biggest difference versus, the start of the season? Was it just kind of like everybody getting used to what was being run, or what do you think changed?
I mean, you got to think about it. Not making an excuse for anybody, but we didn't really have a preseason. We didn't have the 4 games. We had young offensive linemen. It was a new team. And, you can say that for a lot of places, for the whole league, to be completely honest. So, yes, I would say the difference is, it was never the talent wasn't a question what we had up front, or talent wasn't a question what we had in the running back room, the reason why the running game is going so well. When it comes to a running game, it takes a whole group, a collective group, to be on the same page. And it's beautiful when it works. And as you can see, how it's been working the last couple of weeks. So I would say with Wayne Gallman, it kind of just starts with his confidence. Everyone knows how talented Wayne is, and Wayne knows how talented he is himself. But as success continues to come, your confidence continues to grow. And not only his confidence, but up front, the offensive line confidence, the guys who were mixing in there, the Shane, the Perch, Andrew, Will, all those guys, you see their confidence starting to grow too. And we're really starting to get establish a culture, establish a, identity for ourselves in the running game. And, and I'm just proud. Obviously, I would love to be a part of it. And to be honest, I'm still part of it. Even though I'm not on the field, I'm still part of it. And I think the offensive line and running back core has been doing a great job. And, starts with Wayne.
And of course, Coach Garrett, I mean, he's adjusted. I think he's, everybody thought that when you went out that was it, pack it up and whatnot. But the fact that they were able to adjust, and you're still very much a very important part of that, don't get me wrong, but it says a lot about Coach Garrett, I think, that he was able to figure out how to soldier on with that after losing such a valuable person to his offense.
Yeah, that's the NFL. One person to go down, this next man up mentality. Obviously, unfortunately, it was me. I didn't want myself to go down. I don't want anyone to get hurt. But that's going to happen within the NFL season, the grind of the NFL season. Definitely hats off to Coach Garrett. But not only Coach Garrett, all those guys on the offensive side, for stepping it up. Like I said, it's next man up mentality, next play. You got to find a way to grind out wins, and that's what they're being able to do.
Now, Saquon, I know fans are going to want to hear this from you. Will you be back stronger and better than ever?
That's the belief. That's the mindset that I have. The way I attack it and approach it is not try to come back the same, come back stronger than I was before, come back better than I was before, mentally, physically, all of the above. But that's something that I feel like I will be able to show better. I could tell you guys next year.
So Saquon, I have one last question for you. Now that the media hasn't been allowed in the locker room, it's very easy for guys to let themselves go. And I'm just wondering, have you distributed some samples of your custom design razors to your teammates so they can freshen up and look their best?
No, but that's a great point. I think I'll have to holler at Gillette to get my team right.
Yeah, you'll definitely want them looking fresh for, you know, especially if they get to the playoffs.
You're right.
All right, Saquon. Well, I thank you for your time today. This was great. A lot of good information, and continued best wishes to you on your rehab. And again, happy holidays. Giant fans, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this interview with Giants running back Saquon Barkley. We'll be sure to keep it here on the Locked On Giants podcast. Tomorrow we will have the crossover show with Locked On Cardinals co-host Alex Clancy. On Friday, we will do a special grab bag edition. And I have actually for that one interviews with Ed Valentine of Big Blue View and former Arizona Cardinal tight end Ed Smith will also be on the program. So make sure you keep it here. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk soon.